In Roter Europäischer Roman, Major European Novel from 2007, Peters undertakes an attempt to quote, summarize Europe's history in an ambitious and epic way, but seen from the minute perspective of people working or living in Brussels. In a novel, Europe's history is reflected through the imagination of Brussels, the geographical space which is often presented in media discourses as pass pro toto for the European Union and its legislative power, while at the same time Brussels functions as a prism through which European diversity is addressed. In Roter Europäischer Roman, the protagonist Robin is employed by a Belgian company. His superior, named Theo Marchand, Nomen est Omen, instructs him to travel across Europe and visit business partners. Robin is expected to write an extensive report about his deliberations. In a novel, he says, like, a beautiful SWOT analysis, hoping that this will yield the necessary innovative inside knowledge that can rescue the company from downfall. In this setup, Europe is imagined as a monstrous multinational construction where countries wage economic wars against each other and where encounters between firm representatives who are in fierce competition can only be superficial. In transitory non-places such as hotels, bars, taxis, and business meetings, Robin meets his colleagues. His attempts to reach meaningful communication regularly fail, and his meetings are hasty and unsatisfactory, lending a reading that the protagonist experiences Europe at a capitalist non-space of fleeting professional encounters. The novel consists of 36 chapters titled by the names of European capital cities, from Bern to Ankara, although the chapters are not necessarily situated in the capitals announced in the respective titles. Robin composes his report as a collection of scenes, experiences, and observations. And I always give you the original Dutch quote from the text, and I try the translation of it. One is always on a journey, and sometimes one would like to take along particular words one finds along the road, even if he's working meanwhile. My little notebook is a